What's up, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one community for DJs where you can get paid to stream your in-person events. Today, we have my brother DJ X-Ray on the podcast. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is DJ X-Ray out of Houston, Texas. Been here for my entire life.
Awesome, man. Super excited to meet you and to hear your story. We want to start from the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what sparked your interest in DJing and how you got started.
I was actually working for a sound company. I was doing sound. I was running their warehouse. I was the guy that, packed everything for the shows, tested speakers, got it all ready, took it out to shows, set them up and everything else. And I did a concert one time, and it was I think it was Fetty Wap did a concert down here. And I was kind of amazed how the guys, that a lot of people don't pay attention to the beginning of the show before the artist goes on, the DJs and stuff like that, what they go through and what they do and how they get the crowd going before anybody else. Sometimes DJs are playing, and when they do concerts, they're only playing to maybe 20 or 30 people, because, you know, a lot of people show up to concerts late because they want to see the main act. So I started checking him out, and I was like, you know, I could do this. And my company actually would have DJ events. And there was a time when they started running low on DJs, and they're like, hey, you can enunciate pretty good. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. So I was like, I can speak proper English. That's good for me. I started doing it. I started doing 5Ks and marathons and stuff like that. And you know, for those, you got to get up at 4 or 5, 3, 4 in the morning. You got to be there at 5:45, set up by 6. And you know, you're tired as heck from the day before from doing a concert. Once you hit play on your board, and people start bopping and dancing and moving around, and you're like, you get into it, you feel the energy off of them. So I started getting into it more and more and more and more and more. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy some equipment. Bought a controller, bought some speakers, bought some lights, and I started doing some local bars and clubs and stuff like that. And it started off slow, but you know, what I noticed is once you build your crowd up, and it takes one person for word of mouth to say, hey, there's this new guy out. He's pretty good. He jams it, talks. He talks a lot. That's one thing I believe in is interaction with the crowd. Not a lot of DJs like to talk on the mic and do that through their show. So it's kind of exciting and gets you pumped up and going. So I started doing that, building up a crowd and everything. And next thing you know, I'm doing weddings and birthday parties and big events and stuff like that. So I just fell into it. A lot of people fall in. I tell them it's addicting. DJing is addicting, and I'm a big addict when it comes to DJing and music.
Man, that was a really great introduction, man. I love how you mentioned that it takes one person to change the trajectory of your career, man. And I want to hear, you know, what was that person in your life that had a big impact on the trajectory of your career and how it changed you and your career of DJing?
Well, it's kind of funny because down here in Houston, down here in Texas, we do a lot of Tejano music, which is kind of like Tex-Mex music. It's been around since the 80s, and it's not just music, it's a culture. Like when you play that music, there's people that come out. Back in the day, there used to be bands that traveled around Texas and the United States, and they would pack bars and dance halls and stuff like that. And now it started to fade off a little bit, but now it's picking back up because the younger generation, like myself, are starting to realize what it meant to us. It wasn't a phase. It wasn't a fad. It was a culture. And that culture shaped us as kids growing up to where we are today. And I met a couple. I went into a little bar that I was DJing at, and there was a couple there, and they're like, hey, are you DJing? And I was like, yeah, I'm DJing tonight. And she was like, well, what kind of music? I said, I play everything. I play Tejano, you know, hip hop, all that stuff. She goes, oh man, we love Tejano. So I hooked up with them, played that night, and got ready to start playing again the following weekend. And I looked over and they were sitting there, but this time they had about 15 people at their table with them. And by the end of the night, we finished up there was 45 people at their table. They danced all night long. And these, and mind you, this is the funny part. This couple is 65 and older. And they had most of their crowd was 35 and younger that they were bringing. And they were dancing and drinking with 35 and 25-year-olds. And they were there till 1:30 in the morning. And half the other kids were all like, oh, I'm tired. It's time to go home. I got to work tomorrow. So these two, that couple there kind of built it up. And now I just did an event Friday night. And we had over 250 people in a club that I was DJing at. So that couple there has built it up to where now, you know, their friends told this friend, and now it's 100 people a night. And I love it because, you know, when they're dancing and stuff like that, it, like I said, it's just a drug to me. You see people bobbing their head and dancing, and I've got videos where there's like 40 or 50 couples on the dance floor just dancing and twirling around. I get dizzy just watching them.
Man, that's amazing. And I really appreciate you telling that story, because some people think that you just jump right into it and you have a bunch of people showing up to your parties and events.
Oh, no.
And you realize the real reality is that you start small, and with consistency and skills and talent and be able to build relationships, that audience grows and grows and grows. And it's not something that just happens instantly. So anyone out there that's a DJ and you're trying to figure out, how do I get these big crowds and how do these people get all these people to come out? They've earned it. They've built it.
Yeah.
And it's not something that just happens automatically. And I'm glad that you shared that.
And I tell some people the biggest thing that's helped me is it's helped me open up as my personality. Cause I got a big personality, but I was always scared to talk in front of people. I was always that kid in school where I didn't want to do a book report in front of the room. And now I'm on the mic, you know, cracking jokes and interacting with them and everything else. These are, you know, 100, 150 people that you don't know. And at the end of my shows, I always go up to whoever's left and thank them for coming out, ask them if they had a good time, you know, thank them for coming out, let them know, hey, I appreciate you guys coming out. Cause, you know, they come out and spend their time and they're spending their money. And a lot of people, they can go anywhere and spend money, but they choose to come out and watch me play and spend their time with me and spend their money there. Because I'll tell people real quick, you're only as good as your last show when you're a DJ. You're only as good as your, like, when it comes to the bar owner or the club owners or the event people you're working at or weddings, you're only good as the last show. And people pay attention to that. You might not think so, but people pay attention to that. I started my DJ page on Facebook and I started out with 20 people. Now I'm up to almost 400 people in the last year. So, I mean, you have to do the legwork, and you have to get out and you have to put the work in it. It's not just going to come to you just because you have fans. You can have a $8,000 equipment with all the laser lights and the speakers and the big 4-channel controller. And you can have a library of a million songs, but if you don't have the personality to go along with it, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, man, that's some really good advice, and you're being super candid and just straightforward with what it means to succeed as a DJ, especially in this environment, man. And you brought out an interesting point. You know, every person matters. You never know what that individual might do to bring or help your brand move forward. So whether you have a room of one person or 100 or 1,000, you make sure that you dedicate your time to serving each and every person there, because you never know what's going to happen. So I really appreciate you broke it down to really the steps on how to build. And that's super important, so people can realize that it's not something that happens in a day. It takes time to build that fan base.
Now, you're going to have times where you get frustrated in the beginning when you start, because I played a venue that probably had 30, 40 people in it. But those 30 or 40 people, you know, if they enjoy you and they like what you're doing and you interact and you make them a part of the show, they're going to bring other people in. And that's how it starts. It's a domino effect, because and it gets frustrating in the beginning. It gets really, really frustrating in the beginning, because sometimes you're like, man, is this really what I should be doing? And am I doing it right? Or, you know, what am I doing wrong? Because, you know, everybody has those days where not a lot of people show up and you're DJing. But if you stick to it and just keep pushing and keep pushing, if you really, really want to do this, one, you have to love interacting with people, and two, you have to love music.
Wonderful, man. You know, what are some things that, you know, stand out about your brand? You know, your name is DJ X-Ray, and how did you come up with that name, and what does that brand and name mean to you?
It's everything to me, because it's my identity. It's funny, because I was sitting there when I was talked to my family, I talked to my kids and my wife, and I said, hey, I think I want to do this full time. I do this full time. This is what I do full time. I put everything into it. It's do or die. It's either succeed or fail. And my kids, I was trying to figure out my name. And my name's Ray, by the way. You know, so my kids were watching a show, and they were like, hey, Dad, why don't you just put an X in front of your name and call it X-Ray? I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good to me. Because I was racking my brain, and they were like, just put an X in front of it, call it X-Ray, so we can watch TV, because you're being too loud talking about this.
That's hilarious.
So X-Ray was born for my daughter and my son watching TV and wanting me stopping annoying them.
No, that's awesome, man. And it gives inspiration for you. It just makes it exciting, because now your family is a part of the entire story and experience. So that, you know, brings pride and excitement to you, you know, as someone that's bearing that name that was given by, you know, a funny moment with your children. So yeah. I love it.
And my business is a family business, because my wife actually does all my bookings and takes care of all the invoices and paperwork and the calendar. And she even comes out and helps me set up. I call her the unsung hero, because, you know, she calls herself my CFO, but she's also my roadie and my support system. Because sometimes she goes to every show I do. I bring her to every show, because that's our time, you know. During the week, she works a lot, and I work doing other stuff, and I'm promoting and making flyers and calling people and trying to get people in. And the weekends, it used to be where I was gone all the week, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out DJing everywhere. So we got to a point where I told her, hey, come with me. So she goes to every show. She's out passing cards. She's out talking to people. She's, hey, you know, what do you like? What kind of music do you? She goes out and tells people, hey, what do you want to hear? What kind of music? What do you want to, you know, do you have a favorite song you want to hear right now? And it's pretty cool, because it's actually brought us closer in our marriage, because, you know, we get to go out and have fun together and enjoy the experience together. And it's pretty cool. I thank God every day that I have a wife that's understanding about this business, because in the beginning, when I was doing it by myself, it was putting a strain, because you're always gone whenever they're at home. So we have a blast. I mean, she goes out and she hangs out with some of our people that come out now. And, you know, we just go out on the weekends now, and our kids are like, we never see you. I'm like, hey, it's a DJ life.
Man, I love how you brought this up and are talking about this, because it shows the real life journey of a DJ. Your DJ career has to coexist with your personal life.
Exactly.
If you haven't figured that out, you might be putting your DJ career at jeopardy. And it's like, yo, how do you make sure that you align it in a great way? Because you saw the strain that it was having in your relationship early on, and you were able to problem solve and come up with a way that works and makes your relationship even better and make your DJ career much more successful. That is something that's super important that DJs need to realize. That's not all about just the business life. You are a person.
You have
another life than just your career. How do you allow it to align with each other and support one another? And you've done that perfectly.
Yeah, that's the big part. What I think people don't realize when you're a DJ, like she told me, because we finished a big night one night. We had a huge, huge night. Had, you know, there was no tables to sit at. Everybody, I had people sitting in front of the stage while I was DJing, because there was no tables out, and we were sitting in the car. And I was like, man, imagine if I would have started doing this when I was in my early teens or early 20s. She goes, we wouldn't be married anymore. We wouldn't be married right now.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, I thank God every day that I have a woman, a wife that understands, you know, what it takes and is willing to help.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, she realizes that I'm doing this for us, and it benefits both of us, not just me. So I thank God every day that he put her in my life, because I wouldn't be where I am today without her.
Amen, brother. And it takes someone to understand that your support system is super important for your success. And without that mindset, it's going to be very hard to make it. I want to talk about, you know, some of the qualities that you see in yourself as a DJ that really help your career and some of the things that you've been using to progress and make it so far in this industry? Because some DJs, they fall out because it's so hard. They haven't figured out what they need to succeed. So what are some things that you think DJs should focus on in terms of the qualities that they have and the skill set that they have to succeed in this industry?
The number one thing is be open-minded. Don't get stuck in a rut of being, I'm a hip hop DJ, or I play Latin music, or I play country music. Because what people don't realize is when they think DJ, they think of fist pumping or, you know, juvenile, you know, twerking and all that kind of stuff. But it's more into it because there's so many genres of music these days that you have to be open-minded as a person and as a DJ to play it. Because, you know, like I said, I started off as a Tejano DJ, but I grew up in the 80s and the 90s and the mid and the early 2000s when rap music was going off and stuff like that. So I could do that and everything else, but country and some other stuff like that, you know, if you're not used to it, you get stuck because you can wind up having a wedding that calls you and says, hey, I have a wedding. It's, you know, 450 people, but they predominantly want just country music. And I was like, for a minute there, I'm like, man. So I had to go into the lab and start looking up country music and learning that genre and learning some different Latin musics and stuff like that. So the big thing to me is be open when you're DJing at a show and somebody comes up and it's something you don't play or something you don't really feel. Don't tell them, no, I don't play that, because that'll get you canceled out real quick. Not being open-minded and not being willing to expand your library and expand your thinking, because, you know, you're going to have somebody in that crowd that you play their song and you made their night, you made their week, because they're going to be like, man, you know, that he took the time to look up what I wanted to hear, or look up. He took care of me. He made me feel like I was a part of the show. And that's the big thing. And second, stay in the lab and work. You have to practice. You can't just have your board in your garage or your car and then show up on Friday and think, I'm going to kill it, because you got to put the time and the effort in. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you have to put time and effort, and you have to work on your craft when you're by yourself and you have free time. Because, you know, this music game is evolving, and DJing and all that stuff is evolving. Now they're doing videos, and, you know, you got virtual now. We went through the COVID deal in virtual. And when I first started doing virtual stuff, I was more nervous of that, because you don't see the crowd. You don't see how they feeling. Are they feeling this? Are they getting what you're trying to get across? And it was really, really a hard time during COVID to be a DJ, because, you know, everything stopped and you had to flip and learn another aspect of it as far as online, you know, virtual. What are the good platforms to get on? You know, do I get on Twitch? Do I, you know, Facebook is not cooperating, because I know a lot of people started on Facebook and Facebook was killing people left and right. You know, you'd get to a point where you have 50, 60 people on your live feed. All of a sudden it just gets killed by Facebook. So, you know, you gotta learn to evolve with the times. That's my biggest one.
Yeah, that's great advice, man. And I think that you figure it out really well, and you're super open-minded, and allows you to learn new things along the journey that you can apply right away to enhance your business. And one thing that you said a little earlier was that you spend time promoting your business. You know, what are some things that you've done to promote, and what's your strategy in regards to promotion? Because a lot of DJs struggle with that. You know, they DJ and they spend a lot of time increasing their skill set and being a better DJ, but they lack a lot on the business side and the promotion side. So can you give some tips or some strategies that you use to promote yourself and increase your awareness?
When I first started out, I was beating the pavement. I was driving to every bar, every club, every place, every event venue. I was passing out cards. I did all of that. Then I figured out I'm doing all this work and driving and doing not wasting gas. Social media is big. Facebook, Instagram. You can actually, if you build your DJ, take time to build your DJ page, build a logo, make sure you have a phone number, your email address. If you have a web page, t- take the time to build a web page. If you really, really want to do this, and this is really something you want to make as a career, build a web page, build your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. And you pretty much have to do that every day. It's an everyday deal. You know, you come, I would come home tired on Sundays from DJ until 2-3 in the morning. And I live an hour away from the places I DJ at. So I'm leaving by the time I pack up, it's 2:45 in the morning. And it's an hour and a half to get home. So you wake up Sunday and you're dead tired, but you have to do it. You have to get on Facebook, have to get on Instagram. You have to build your flyers. Facebook people, a lot of DJs and performers don't know, you can pay to boost the post that you have. Post your flyer, build you a flyer, learn how to make flyers, post your flyers on Facebook. You can pay Facebook, you know, a certain amount of money, run your ads through the week. You pick your areas you want to do. If you're DJing a certain area, pick that area and the surrounding areas around it. Facebook will put you out there without you having to do the driving part. But, you know, put yourself out there. And and one thing people don't understand is you're going to have to invest. You have to invest money to make money. It's going to cost you money to build yourself up. But the rewards at the end of the day are so beneficial to yourself to put money out there and to put yourself out there on social media. Because right now, everybody uses social media. I know my grandfather's 82 years old. And he just made a Facebook page. And he's on Facebook now. And he sits there in his chair and he's sharing videos and stuff. And I'm like, man, grandpa's a G. He's a promoting machine. He's putting my videos out to all his friends. And, you know, I got called for if I could do two weddings, some videos that they saw on his page. His friend saw his daughter, you know, his son and her daughter's getting married. His daughter's getting married. So she's like, hey, are you available? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, grandpa's a G.
Man, bro, this is some really great advice. And you show just how you keep everyone involved in your journey and the benefit of letting your friends, your family members know and support you in various ways that don't cost them any money. It just costs them their time and investment in you and the relationship they have with you being family and friend. So like, you are leveraging everything you have to succeed in this business. Just like you said, you're all in, it's do or die. And you're into it, yeah.
You got to these days because no one's gonna do anything for you. And you, when you're going through this, you're gonna meet other DJs. And you know, some of them will see what you're doing and they want to be where you're at. And some of them will come up and ask you, but some of them that are already up there, they're going to look at you and say, you're okay. And you can't take that. You can't take that personal. You just got to find that group of people that you work with. Cause I got a group of DJs that I work with and we share our flyers. So that's even more promotion out there because, you know, he shares a flyer. There's like four or five guys that I know. So, you know, you got four or five guys, so that's 5,000 people you can reach. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that and work with other DJs because, you know, they feel they're in competition. But you don't have to be in competition because there's so much business out here these days. Everybody can eat. If a lot of people would learn to just work with each other, I mean, dude, the sky's the limit when you learn how to work with people and put all the other stuff aside. You know, we have Battle of the DJs down here sometimes. I got one scheduled on May 1st. We got four other DJs that I'm going against, but we don't look at it as a competition. We're all pitching in money and having shirts made with our logos and stuff so we can make some extra bread on the side. You know, we're helping each other out and we're posting each other's flyers and you know, instead of going, hey, I'm gonna take you down, this, that, and the other, we're like, bro, I hope we do a good show because, you know, if you have 500-600 people, 1,000 people show up, they're all good and they see everybody going, they're going to pick somebody for their event. And it's just more word of mouth and it's just building up. That's how you build your name.
Man, bro, you really dropped some gems during this interview and just the overall way you think about your DJ career and your strategies and just your natural flow of how being a good person and working with people and communicating and building strong relationships have gotten you so far in your industry. So thanks for sharing this knowledge and wisdom. It's been very helpful. At this time, I want to know, what ways can me, Daryl, as the club CEO, help you and our community? How can people help you in your current journey?
Right now, this right here, this is a big platform for people, for DJs, because, you know, you take the time out to talk to us and hear our story, and you get to share it with everybody. So you're already giving us a big platform as it is. And I thank you, because, you know, I'm just a small time DJ from Houston, and you're out in New York, I believe it is. And you know, you're putting it out there. So, you know, to me, this is a big deal. It's a podcast, but it's another platform and another way to get your name out and to build you up. And the one thing I think is giving young DJs kind of like a proper way of learning how to do stuff, taking people's stories. You know, you can give everybody, if they take one little phrase or one little sentence or one paragraph out of each podcast, it's going to make them a better DJ and a better person, because of the simple fact that, you know, I can reach a DJ that's starting out, that's, or a DJ that's struggling. It's like, man, I don't know if I can do this anymore. You know, I've only got ham and cheese in my refrigerator, and I got to eat mustard instead of mayonnaise, or I got one piece of bread and I got to fold it up. Just to let everybody know, the platform you give us, we can tell people, don't quit. If music and DJing and being around people is what you like, don't give it up. Don't let people tell you, and don't let people make your mind up for you on how good you are or what your worth is, because only you know that. And if you keep pushing forward and pushing forward, you're going to break that ceiling sooner or later. And when you do, you're going to look back and say, man, it was all worth it. Because for me, everything that I've gone through so far, and I haven't even hit the glass yet to break through it. I'm still getting out. And, you know, I went through a time where I didn't have any bookings, you know, 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And then boom, I get hit with a booking. And then next thing you know, I'm booked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday now. And it's just a blessing of perseverance and not giving up, which your platform gives me a chance to let other people know, don't quit, don't give up. When you make it where you want to go, it's going to be so sweet. You're going to love it.
Awesome, brother. You got to have faith, and it seems like you have a lot of faith. And thank you for your kind words. And I'm really glad we're connected so I can help you further along in your journey. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Real concise answers. So we're going to jump into it now. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I use a EKX. I have two EKX 18 subs, Electro Voice. I use the EKX 15 tops. I have a Reloop mixer, 4-channel mixer. I have all kinds of crazy lights and everything else.
Who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ, I'd have to say Spinderella from Salt and Pepper.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
I did a wedding. It was out of my comfort zone. It was pretty much all country music, but then somebody came up and said, hey, can you play Low by Flo Rida? And next thing you know, I put that on, and everybody hit the dance floor, and we kind of just took it from there. It went from Flo Rida to Little John to Alan Jackson, Papa Top.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Baby Bash. I've actually met Baby Bash out here, and you know, he's been worldwide. He's traveled, everything else. But he's a laid back dude that doesn't mind sharing knowledge with you and kicking back. He's one of the coolest dudes you ever meet. He's not a star mentality. He doesn't have a star mentality. He's got a people person mentality. He's pretty cool.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
That's a hard one. Missing from live streaming. Probably a way to connect with people, as far as being able to share it more. You know, being able to invite people to the live streams and stuff like that could be a little bit better.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
DJ Cam Chameleon, he's from Houston. He's down here. He moved from Chicago. And like I said, down here in Houston, Tejano's real big. He didn't know anything about Tejano music when he got here. And now he's rocking it. I got another guy, DJ Steve Audio. He's a live personality, dude. He he can work the mic with the best of them. He DJs and plays music, but his mic, his personality, his ability to have a show go through his mic is awesome. The dude gets a crowd going just by talking.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing the stories. And any DJs interested in being on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing shows?
You can find me on Facebook. I have it's a DJ_X-ray43. And then also on Instagram, it's DJ X-ray as well. And I'm working right now on building a webpage and working on Twitch right now too. I'm going to start getting on Twitch and doing some live streaming. Haven't done live streaming a lot since pandemic, but I'm getting back into that because it's kind of fun kind of seeing the feedback and everything else. And also gives you time to practice and put in some new tweaks and new stuff in there.
Awesome, man. This has been an amazing interview. I got a lot of value out of it, and I know our listeners have as well. So everyone, please check out DJ X-Ray. He's really a positive dude, doing some really great work with DJing. We appreciate you spending your time with us and being on the show.
I appreciate you having me, brother. Thank you.